Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, which is praise in the highest. Glory be to God. And I tell you, what a blessing, what a blessing it is to be here with you on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And I'm so glad to be back here on the air, on the ether. Yes, here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. I haven't been here for about two Saturdays. And I tell you, what a blessing it is to be here with you. And I tell you, I hope and pray and wish that your new year, 5778, is going great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I tell you, this is the year of the greater. Yes, the Lord has spoken it. He's declared it, that this is the year of the greater, greater manifestation. Great is he that's in you, that he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm bubbling over. I'm on fire. I tell you, and my joy is full on this afternoon. So I hope that this broadcast finds you well. And for those of you who are newcomers, this is yours truly, Lisa Marie, founder and president of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. Yes, and all of his birthings that's birthed here on the Stars of Heaven Network. On brothersofchrist.org, the website, and what a blessing you have decided to join me on today, the Lord our Sabbath, for another breaking of the bread, the fresh manna from on high, hallelujah. And I really want to get right into it, because I tell you, this is truly a good year, a great year that we're in. And I'm excited to be here today to expound on what this time means. And I decided to kind of recap some things and as well as expound some things and share some things with you that I'm going to be ministering on in this new season, amen, of history. Amen, the month of Nisan. And I tell you, it's really important. Really, really important that you know your prophetic history, amen? And it's good to know where we're born, our natural lineage, but everything happens in the spirit, amen? Life is in the spirit, amen? And I tell you, I hope that you are born again of the water and the spirit, that you're walking after the new man, the new woman, after the person, amen, who gave his life, amen? Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, amen? And I tell you, I'm excited about what the Lord is saying at this time, because as I shared with you in the last broadcast regarding this season that we're in and where we're focusing on correct feelings, amen, last month was a prelude that opened the door for us to focus on correct actions, and now we need to focus on correct feelings, Amen. And truly, 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 we have a God who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And in order for us to have correct feelings, amen, we must have what? The right spirit, amen. And that leads me to Psalms 51, amen. And Psalms 51, the psalmist says, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, amen. And we see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he went about establishing the kingdom of heaven, how he taught about the Beatitudes, amen. So that's where you need to start, amen. That's where we need to start as this new season, this new month, this new year unfolds. We need to focus on how to have the right spirit, amen. Because you can have all knowledge, amen, and you can have your gifts in operation, but if you don't have the right spirit, you know, what good is it? Amen. And the Word of God says that he that had not the Spirit of God is none of his. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are discerning correctly, amen, what spirit we're of. Amen. And even the Lord had to rebuke Peter. Well, Peter cut off the man's ear, and he was saying all type of stuff. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Peter, for you know not what spirit you're of. And so this is a time where we can kind of look at how we need to reflect, amen, which is the time that we're in the month of Tishri, which means reflected light, amen. We want to make sure that we're reflecting Father God's presence, his essence. We want to make sure that we reflect his glory, his character. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I'm really excited about that. And before I get into the message, I really, really, really want to share a foundational scripture with you the Lord gave me before I came on air, because truly these are the days where we really want to make sure that we are in right standing with God, amen. And we know that good and evil exist in the world, amen, and because of the prince of the air, the power of the air, because of spiritual wickedness, amen, because of the state of man's heart, amen, which is deceitful and deceitful above all who can know it but God. And I tell you, he gave me this scripture where he said, ask me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Amen. And I tell you, it's a lot that we have inherited being heirs of salvation. And the heathen is one of them. The heathen is one of them. Amen. All you have to do is ask. Amen. And when he really gave me that today when I was in studying for this broadcast, he says so many people are trying to recruit, so many people who want an audience, so many people who want people to receive what their belief is. He said, but just simply ask. You don't have to market. You don't have to scheme. You don't have to recruit and do all these, you know, and bring division among the brethren to kill your brother, which is the spirit of Cain, amen, which is a murdering spirit. But he said you don't have to do all of that, amen, to gain the things that I have already prepared for you, the things that I already kept in store for you, amen. And the heathen is one of them, amen. And so I knew that's what he was saying to me. And when he said that the meek shall inherit the earth, that's exactly what he meant. And that includes what? The heathen, for thy inheritance, amen. And Isaiah said, they shall feed thee, they shall serve thee, amen, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And so I tell you, this is the time that we're in. We're in the time of the new dominion. This is the time that now we are beholding the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And I just love what the psalmist said in the beginning of Psalm 2 when he asked the question, why do the heathen rage? Amen. Why are you angry? I mean, I understand why. It's because the people are in rebellion. They don't want God. But he asked the question, why do the heathen rage? And why do the people imagine a vain thing? Amen. And I tell you, that vain thing and that imagination comes from a wicked heart. Amen. It comes from a defiled soul. It comes from the place where people live. And that's really in hell. Amen. And he had to save my soul from hell. Amen. He redeemed my soul. And that's why it's so important to know the Lord and to pardon your sins while you're here on earth, because he is the answer. Amen. He came to show us the way to heaven, and he came to show us that we can live godly. Yes, we can. We can live godly in this world. Amen. And those who choose to live godly will suffer persecution. But great is he, again, that's in me, in you, that he is in the world. And I'm so encouraged by that and comforted by that, because that's what the Lord said when he sent forth his disciples. Amen. That was the command and the comfort in what he spoke to them, that he said, that lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And those of us who are disciples of Christ, those who've received him as our personal Lord and Savior, those of us who have been reconciled to the Father by his sacrifice, amen, have peace with God, amen, because Father God sent his Son, came down in the image and likeness of sinful flesh to redeem us, amen. And so I have shalom today, amen. Do you have shalom today, amen? And shalom is God's framework, it's his handiwork, it's his hallmark of who he is. Peace. And that's why the word of God says, follow peace. Follow peace with all men. Doesn't matter what religion they are of, follow peace. No matter if they look like you or not, follow peace with all men, and without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. So I'm excited about Psalms 2. And what David said, amen, about the kings of the earth, amen, who have set themselves, and the rulers that take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, amen, saying, let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us, amen. But he, and the final T, he. Wow, that rhymes. The he, then we'll get the final T, he. That sitteth in the heavens shall what? Laugh. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the Lord is laughing at his enemies. He's laughing at my enemies. He's laughing at your enemies. Amen. Because he said the Lord shall have them in what? Derision. Amen. He knows where our enemy sits. He knows where he lies. Nothing is hidden from Elroy. Amen. He's all knowing, all seen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And verse 5 says, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. And I tell you, I don't want to be on that side of Father God. I really don't. I want to be in his favor, which I am, which you are today. If you accepted his word, his precepts, his judgment, if you said you're living in obedience to his word, we are on the other side of this. And I would not be blessed if I didn't preach the truth, amen, of all of who Father God is, amen. And so my prayer for you is that you won't experience the wrath of God, amen, because the wrath of God is terrible, amen. And but I thank God. I thank God for King David. I thank the Lord for his enduring a cross, despising the shame, and how he have been set, amen, upon my holy hill, amen, how he has been set upon my heart, amen. I've put him in the forefront of my life and my heart, amen, and he's the God of my holy mountain, and he's part of my holy hill of Zion, amen. So I praise the Lord for that. I want to read verse 7 real quick, because it is his decree. Amen. And this is what David declared, that the Lord will, he said, I will declare the decree. The Lord had said unto me, thou art my son. This day, not tomorrow, not next week, this day, I have begotten thee. Amen. So he's begotten us. Amen. We have fellowship with him. Amen. We have an adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. And so I rejoice with you on today. I praise the Lord for you on today. Those of you who are the sheep of his pasture, amen. And with us, the elect lady, with you shall he break, amen, them with a rod of iron. With you with me shall he dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Amen. And I'm going to go on and just read the rest of it because it's so good, good, good. He says, be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Hallelujah. Kiss the Son. Yes, kiss the Son. Lest he be angry and you perish from the way. Amen. When his wrath is kindled, but a little. Amen. Because his anger will not chide always. He said, are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. So I pray that, and I release Psalms 2 over you today. Amen. I release that because he gave me that in my devotion time, and I really wanted to share it with you because all we have to do is ask. Amen. And he said that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will simply what? Give us the desires of our heart. So I pray that your joy will be full as we move into this new year. I pray that the Lord will multiply the things that he has predestined to you in your life. Amen. And that is what this month also represents. Amen. Being the first year and the first month of the Levitical calendar. Amen. And this month is called the Great Jewish Month of Redemption. Amen. It's a 7 month, which I love that because it's just in, according to the Gregorian calendar, we're still in seven, this being 2017, of the civil calendar. Amen. And I want to just emphasize and expound on that word civil because, as I share with you, and I've been declaring all year and the year before that this is a new civilization. Yes, it is. And this new civilization is being birthed by the household of faith, the bride, the elect lady. Amen. And that's why we must have atonement, right atonement. Not all these other type of sacrifices and things that we do to try to feel righteous, but true atonement comes by the shedding of blood. Amen. And the Word of God says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Amen. So I pray that that this year will bring redemption and restoration. Amen. And according to the Jewish and according to the law of the Lord, this redemption is from year to year. Amen. And that redemption is by not only the blood of Jesus Christ, it's by our faith. Amen. And that's one of the things that I put on my Facebook post this week is by faith we stand. Amen. So I pray that you stand. Amen. Doing all to stand that you stand there for, regardless of what you see, regardless of what is happening around you. Amen. And that you stand in the faith. Amen. And by faith. Now, Ephraim, glory be to God, is the tribe that's represented in the month of Tishri. Amen. And that means double fruit, fruitfulness, and what? Multiplying. Multiplying, amen. And this was the first command that God gave to Adam, that he be what? Fruitful and multiply. And again, you know, Adam missed it. That's why we needed the second Adam, which is Christ, to come redeem us, amen. And I thank God for the Lord that he did it all. He did it all by himself. He's God alone, amen. And he said he couldn't swear by nobody else, so he swore by himself, amen. So God is all we need, amen. And our confidence and our boldness needs to be in what he said, amen. Now, the thing that I love about this month is that the meaning of the letters of the word Tishri, amen. And when you look at this word and how it's arranged, when you look at it from right to left, amen, it spells the word tip. Tip. And I wanted to go back to that Facebook post that I put on the 20th, because on the 20th I gave a word about the precipice. And that word precipice means edge, Amen. It means cliff. It means tip. Amen. And that's exactly what the Lord was saying to me when I declared that this is a new era that we enter into. This truly is a new era, and you have to really be in the spirit. Amen. And be aligned with God and have right relationship and right positioning with Him with your heart. Amen. Because, again, it's a spiritual thing. It's not, it's a spiritual, then natural. Amen. And so you can't, well, you can if you want to, you choose to look at this thing from a natural standpoint, amen, and try to govern and rule and connect and all this stuff from the natural standpoint. But truly, 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 you know, the things that are happening, amen, the powers that be, the governing anointing that God is releasing upon you, amen, by way of the chief apostle, is going to take us and bring us to the edge, amen. And that's a good thing, amen, when you allow the prophetic winds of God to push you, when your faith, you go faith from faith and from glory to glory, even as He elevates you and promotes you and gets you to the fulfillment of what He's promised, amen. So the tip is good, amen. The tip is good because without that tipping, even, amen, represented by the scales, amen, also of this month, which represents God's judgment, amen, which also means balance, amen, that is either going to be, is favor, His favor, overwhelmingly in your life, and it's also the tipping of being on the premises of something new. Amen. Now, one of the things that He gave me before I came on air that He wanted me to share with you and to decree over you is that He said that in everything, in the cycles of life, there's always endings and beginnings. And so He said that He's closing and bringing many of you to an exodus in your life because, again, life goes by what? Cycles, and it goes by what? Seasons. And so He was saying to me that He's bringing a safe, hallelujah, a safe exodus, a safe closing to any seasons and relationships that you are experiencing right now. And I hope that you're allowing those closings, amen, and allow Him to lead you in and out, amen. He also said that He was propelling you forward and opening up the way for the new thing that He has purpose for you, amen, which represents doors, amen. So I want you to receive that today. He's giving you a safe exodus and a safe closing to some things, and He is now safely ushering you into the new thing, amen. And you have to really be in the spirit to receive it. You have to be able to discern it, amen. And so the thing that I so love about this month is that He is, by His divine counsel, amen, by way of the word of the Lord, by way of His prophets, by way of His ministers, by way of my mouth, by way of what I speak and what I decree, is He bringing forth His divine judgment, amen, which is a major theme of this month. Amen, because the things that He's judged already from the past, if you don't reconcile those things by way of repentance and confession, they will haunt you. They will follow you in the coming year. Amen. And if you have repented or just asked God to forgive you if you missed it or anything you've done, certainly those things are covered by the blood of Jesus. They are buried, and you can rejoice now in your new season. And so He said judgment is one of the major themes of this month. And the other major theme of this month is the coronation. Hallelujah. The coronation and the crowning of the Messiah. Because when He judged righteously, amen, and He renders His verdict, there's always what? A reward. Hallelujah, a reward, hallelujah. And I'm excited about that. And I want to stop real quick and go to Revelation Revelation 3, the 11th to the 13th verse, he said, because in that crowning and in that correlation that's happening right now, he said that he comes quickly. Amen. Verse 11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man steal thy crown. Amen. So in this time of acceleration, what God is doing, he's separating the goats from the sheep. Amen. The wheat from the tares. Amen. We have to be careful, as I said before, in who we entertain. Amen. And where that unfolds, amen, understanding that he's beholding us in the heavens. He's hosting us. He's hosting me in the earth realm, amen. And so we have to hold fast that which we obtain, that no man take thy crown, amen. And he said, he that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is what? The New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So we can rejoice right now because, again, the New Dominion, which is represented by the New Jerusalem, which coming down out of heaven from God, from my God. Amen. Again, the kingdom of heaven is not of this world. Yes, it manifests in this world through me, through you, through my life. And my very life, my very existence, amen, through what I build, amen, what you build through businesses, amen, organizations, whatever vocation, talent you use is manifested, but it comes down from God, amen, birthed through us as the bride, as the Ark of the Covenant, amen. It goes on to say that I will write upon him my new name. Amen. And that he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. So this is a spiritual thing that he's saying. Amen. And many people get caught up in being territorial. Amen. And that's why it's so dangerous to be territorial, because when God is doing a spiritual work, amen, and he's ordained principality and powers, not principality and powers, or skip blood of Jesus, when he's ordained who and whom he will give to govern whatever regions, whatever realm, even in earth realm, we have to respect that. And what I want to do is read Revelation, the 3rd chapter, 11 through the 13th verse, from the Message Bible, because I love what the Message Bible, how it reads. And he says, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Keep a tight grip on what you have, so no one distracts you and steals your crown. Amen. So the enemy will try to distract us, amen, by a lot of different means, amen. If you're not fellowshipping in the right place, if you're not getting your feet from the right place, if you're caught up with the cares of this world, amen, that's a way of distraction. And that distraction can what? Steal your crown. The Message Bible continues to read, I'll make each conqueror, amen, overcomer, a pillar in the sanctuary of my God. Hallelujah. And that's why I was saying to you in the last broadcast that God has set in the body those who had pleased him. Amen. Our positioning and our promotion comes from him. And so that's why it's really dangerous to have respect of a person. Amen. And try to position people. Amen. That God maybe have positioned but might want to reposition. Amen. And he said, I'll make each conqueror a pillar in the sanctuary of my God, a permanent position of honor. Amen. And I thank God for that, because that permanent position of honor comes from heaven. Amen. And I praise and thank God for Saint Apostle Paul, because he understood that. Amen. He said, he that called me was the Lord. Amen. He was anointed by God. He was called by God. He said, "When he that called me, he said he conferred not with flesh and blood, but he tarried into Jerusalem until he was endowed with power on high." It goes on to say, "Then I'll write names on you. I'll write names on you, the pillars, amen, the rock, Amen. Which is what the Lord declared to Peter. Peter, thou art the rock, and upon this rock will I build my church. Will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Revelation, the third chapter, 11 to the 13th verse, according to the message transaction, says this. The name of God, the name of God's city, the New Jerusalem. So we have to really know that if God is not restoring the old waste places, he's building a new place. Amen. And in fact, he's already done it. He said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Amen. And he said that the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, being birthed from my spiritual womb, being birthed from your spiritual womb, being birthed by the divine blueprint, revelation that he gives you, and a new name. Amen. He said, are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the winds. Listen to the wind words, the spirit blowing through the churches. Amen. So we have to listen to what the wind is saying, to what he's whispering. Amen. To what he's speaking. Amen. And he said, that which I whisper into your ear, preach upon the housetop. Amen. Because the Spirit of God is blowing. It is moving through the churches. Now, I don't want to get stuck there because I have a lot more I want to share with you. Because he was sharing with me that this dominion is manifested again according to revelation. Glory be to God. He really has been a revelation right now. Really has been a revelation. Revelation 22, because this manifestation again is going to be coming from and proceeding from the throne of God. Amen. And of the Lamb, amen, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb, because he said, me and my Father are one. And he said that it's coming from a pure river of water, clear as crystal, amen. So that means when the Lord speaks, he's going to make it plain, amen. And when you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the simple message of righteousness, he said, you'll be able to clearly see it and understand it, amen, because he's going to anoint your eyes with eyes that you may see. And he said that the location of this is coming from the mist in the street, amen, and on either side of the river was the tree of life, amen. So he's just speaking of paradise right here, amen, and I'm praising, thanking God for paradise, amen, because this is where the tree of life is, amen. This is where we bear all manner of fruit, amen, according to the 12 fruit, which is, again, this fruits of the Spirit, which is yielded her fruit every month, amen. So when the Lord gave me this, he was saying he wanted me to really, really, really expound upon you staying within your rhythm and your flow, amen, so that you can yield, amen, your fruit every month, amen, so that you can stay on your cycles, amen. You can stay on your prophetic will, amen, and you have to be aware of what he's speaking to your church, amen, because a lot of times God can speak things to us and to our spirit, and because we're still trying to hold on to something else or trying to fit it in, we can't make the adjustments, amen, or we can't shift, amen. And so we want to be committed to the works of the Lord that he's given us, amen. And that's one thing that he was sharing with me about leadership, that if you're under any type of leadership, your leadership should be working with you, amen, respecting your Holy Spirit, respecting the decision that you make, respecting what you say the Lord is leading you to do, amen, because it's your faith, amen. You are the leader of your own life, amen. So I want to make sure I make that real clear, amen. You are responsible for your salvation, for it's how you govern it, how you take the reins, and you won't be able to yield the fruit that you're supposed to bear, amen, that he wants to bear if you're not eating and dining from the true tree. Amen. Verse 3 goes on to say, and there shall be no more curse There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about being in his service, that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We're not under the letter. The letter kill it, but the spirit make it alive. We need the spirit of the living God, amen, flowing through us, amen. And I tell you, the dead praise not the Lord, amen. So I'm praising and thanking God for that, because as we move into this month, this new season, and it's going to be manifested by the month of October, it's important to understand how and what how the apex is going to come. Amen. So I'm praising and thanking God that as you enter different phases and cycles of your life, amen, I pray that as they close, amen, and he determines that. I mean, he determines that. It's nothing worse than a guest overstaying their welcome. Amen. You don't want to overstay your welcome, amen, in any season, amen. And so you have to really be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and how he's speaking and what he's saying and governing your relationships with people and making the adjustments that you need even in business, amen, and how he's shifting you and moving you. And nine times out of ten, it's always promotion, amen. He knows how to rearrange us, amen, and he knows how to position us, amen. And he wants you to be mature enough to make that decision for yourself, amen. And you can't do that unless you're the leader, amen. So I pray that the tip, amen, the pinnacle, the apex, amen, and that you reach the point that God would have you to reach in this coming season, amen. I also put in my introduction other things that you can identify in relating to this month for a service, amen, which again is represents compensation and reward, amen. He said, "Boy, I come quickly, amen, and we want to make sure we get our stuff." Amen. And you can't get your stuff if you're around people that's in competition. Amen. And that's not honoring you. Amen. And we got to make sure that when we connect with people, they truly are receiving us. Because people will say they're receiving us and really don't receive us, but they want our stuff. No. Amen. Another thing that I love about this passage, here is as advice, as a tip, is counsel, amen, to give us a clue to what's hidden, amen, what's tucked away, what's hidden away, amen. So in every aspect, for us it being an action, whether it be as a tip of advice, whether it's a tip as the edge, going from faith to faith, amen, elevation of your faith, that the Lord will take you there, amen, and he will. He'll lead and guide you into all truth, amen. The prefaces also means the tilt of the overturning of something, and so that's another thing God is doing. He's uncovering, he's exposing, amen, some things. And I want to quickly expound on this before I close the broadcast, because as he gave me that scripture in Revelation about the crowning, amen, it's good to know how that translates in the Hebrew and in the original text, amen, of crowning, amen, which is also named Corona, amen, meaning royal crown, amen. In Arabic, it means ornament of jewel, amen. And so truly, the Lord is our bright morning star. He is crown jewel. Amen. It also means the bright star. Amen. And as you see on the scales, amen, it talks about not only the right of how what the royal rotisserie rings, but it also speaks of how to define it according to the scales. And it's really important to understand the significance of the scale. I mean, the actual scale is what it represents, because the Lord is truly tipping the scale. Amen. In his hour. Amen. I'm seeing him doing it. And the way he's tipping the scales in his hour is according to, again, how we position ourselves. Amen. And that's why, you know, we have to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. Amen. When I speak of Israel, I speak of his people, I mean those who are collectively in unison with him with our heart. Amen. Because Jesus said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? He said, he that do the will of the Father, the same is my sister and my brother. Amen. So we have to be careful not to just be claiming people based on ethnicity and race. Amen. Because, if you're going to get your stuff and get your rightful inheritance, that's going to come by being in right standing with God. And, again, that's the problem. People are not in proper covenant with God. They're forsaking God. Amen. And so in your own time, you can continue to read what I put in my introduction about the scales, amen, how to get an understanding of how it's manifesting, amen, and how Jesus has overcome that, amen, amen. He's been crowned, hallelujah. After he endured the cross and despised the shame and gave up the ghost and said it was finished, he was crowned Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He was already Lord of Lords and King of Kings when he came into the world, amen, but he had to fulfill and go through, amen, and fulfill the plan of God by way of his death, by way of his burial, and by way of his resurrection, amen. And so I'm excited, and I thank and I praise Father God that his plan worked, amen, that Jesus is King and Lord of heaven and earth, and I certainly hope he is King and Lord of your life, amen, by way of your heart, amen, and certainly by way of your soul, amen. And with that, we truly can bless the Lord, and our soul can bless the Lord, amen, and be happy and rejoice of the God of our salvation, amen. So I want to thank you so much for being here with me on the Heavenly Host broadcast on the Stars of Heaven Network. What a beautiful time we've entered into. This month, as we do our holy convocations, as we behold the coronation of God, amen, the Messiah, hallelujah, may the Lord be and continue to be your bright morning star. May he cause his face to shine upon you and keep you in all your ways, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I pray and decree that you will go from faith to faith, even in the express image of the Lord. Amen. I decree and declare Psalms 2 over you. Amen. That every enemy is defeated, already defeated. Amen. And he's manifesting his presence in your life right now. So right where you are, he's manifesting himself now through you. So praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. He inherits the praises of the saints. He sits in the praises of his people. Amen. I hope that the coming days in your week will be greater. And I'm still working on the montage for October. So as soon as I finish it, I'm going to post it. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. And I'm going to post it to Facebook and definitely share it with you. So I'm debating whether I'm going to come on tomorrow on Lisa Marie Sunday, Brides and Bubbly and Brunches. I really want to minister to you. So if I get it done tonight, I'll be on tomorrow. I'll still be on tomorrow, even if I don't finish it. Yeah, the Lord has something to say. Amen. So peace, love, and much blessings. May you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. And I thank God for you being here on the Southern Tough Network. Visiting my Facebook and my Twitter feed. Peace, blessing, and much love. And I will speak with you soon. Take care.